gone.
But how did they get the story?
Someone must have told a servant they begged.
Probably for money. Oh, you're right, Watson.
It's delicious.
All there, every detail. The previous two thefts as well. Just as he was getting careless. Just when he might have thought the net was tightening. Now he knows we're no nearer to catching him than we were 25 years ago.
You could be right. On the other hand, it might give him the confidence to commit another crime very quickly. Watson, I'm beginning to suspect that you've engineered this whole case for maximum dramatic effect.
Well, no such luck, I'm afraid. Come in.
Mr. Holmes?
At your service?
Forgive me, but the street door was open. It seemed easiest to come up unannounced.
Well, no apologies are necessary, Mr.
Phillimore. James Phillimore.
As my friend the doctor here will tell you, we've seen far more unorthodox entrances onto our humble stage.
Dr. John Watson, pleasure to meet you, sir.
Mr. Phillimore, and this commanding figure belongs to Detective Inspector Athelney Jones of Scotland Yard.
Ah. Well, forgive me, Inspector, but I should much prefer to talk to Mr. Holmes in confidence.
Oh, yes, of course. I must be about my business anyway. I plan to talk to the maid again, see if there's anything she's forgotten.
Take it gently with her, Jones.
I shall, Doctor. Never fear. Gentlemen?
Jones.
Mr. James Phillimore, pray take a seat and tell us how we can be of service.
Thank you, sir. You've seen the papers, then? This is a terrible business, gentlemen, a terrible business. How is the woman, do you know? I inquired at the hospital on my way here, but they wouldn't tell me.
Her injuries are quite serious, but she'll recover.
Oh, I'm pleased to hear it. Very pleased. And this outrage is merely the latest of several.
So it seems.
We live in lawless times. Lawless times.
And what is your own problem, Mr. Phillimore?
Oh, yes, of course. It's linked, I believe, to that unfortunate maidservant. Gentlemen, last night I too was robbed. And by the same thief. By the man they call the ghost.
I maintain a modest establishment. Just a small house and one servant, my housekeeper, Mrs. Cotterill. Since I retired, I've lived quietly and contentedly, too. Until last night.
And what was stolen from you, Mr. Phillimore?
My one great treasure, Dr. Watson. A tiara studded with emeralds, presented to my dear mother on the occasion of her wedding, and passed down to me. A thing of great beauty, and no less emotional value.
What makes you believe that this ghost is to blame?
The circumstances match in every particular. No lock was disturbed, no door forced, and this was left in the center of the room.
Indeed.
Yes. The golden G on a black background, you see.
That's his calling card, all right.
Why did you ask Inspector Jones to leave?
According to the newspapers, the official forces have made absolutely no progress towards identifying this villain. I prefer to put my trust in you, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you, Mr. Phillimore. No sign of any force being applied.
No.
How many people know the combination, Mr. Phillimore?
Only myself, Doctor. And as you can see, Mr. Holmes, nothing else in the safe has been disturbed.
Yes, and no traces on the doors or windows. It certainly bears all the hallmarks of our elusive friend.
No friend to me, sir.
My apologies, Mr. Phillimore. The loss of such a valued article must have affected you deeply.
I'm afraid it has.
If I examine the rest of the room now, perhaps you'd be good enough to wait elsewhere.
Oh, rest assured, Mr. Phillimore. If anyone can catch this thief, that man is Sherlock Holmes.
I certainly hope so, Doctor. Another biscuit?
Thank you, no.
Very well. Aha. Have you made any progress, Mr. Holmes?
I believe I have, yes.
Splendid. May I ask what you discovered?
If you've read my friend's literary efforts, Mr. Phillimore, you'll know that I have the regrettable habit of secrecy. All should be revealed in the fullness of time. Watson, we ought to be going.
You were a little short with him.
Was I?
Oh, no matter. Are you going to tell me what you found?
Our man has made another slip, perhaps two.
Oh, he really is getting sloppy, then. Look at this. What is it?
Mud. The sole of our phantom burglar's right shoe, and not just mud. Use my lens.
Oh.
Something embedded.
Can't tell what.
Sawdust. Mud imprint.